The golden age of rugby in the 1970s, really. Can you tell me a little bit about where you'd usually watch international games?
Television. Television every time, yeah. I don't know why I didn't used to go to Cardiff. I mean, the thing is, of course, being in the police service as well, we only had one weekend a month off anyway, you know, so whether that may have had an influence, you know. So usually, mind you, everything did stop, even in the police station, I have to say. You know, everything stopped. Unless it was an absolute crisis then, you know. So, yeah, it was a television.
So you'd often watch it in...
At home or in the police station. Yes, mostly, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the atmosphere in the police station.
Electrified. I mean, I don't know, and it still exists now. I mean, traditionally it looks as if there's a deep hatred of the English side, isn't it? And I think probably that in those days was fuelled by the fact there was a chap called Nigel Starmer - Smith. And he's probably a very nice man, you know. But it's just the impression that when he came on, you know, as if he was there to inflame everybody. That may have been a ploy, you know, who knows. But so there was a tremendous passion, and especially, I think people loved to hear him, just to hit him, you know. I mean, very passionate, you know. But it was a different game, I suppose. It was an amateur game in those days as well, you know. I think when you start paying people that were making heroes, there were lots of heroes then in the 1970s, but now we single out somebody like Gavin Henson, you know, and perhaps then he doesn't quite become such a hero, you know. So, yeah, it was a very electrified atmosphere, you know.